So, Frank, you're a pilot, UPS pilot, yes. Right?
Yes, sir.
So why don't you tell us about that career and how does that help fuel your bow hunting obsession?
Well, to tell you how I got into flying for the first part, when I got out of high school and started college here in Texas, I was originally going to be a wildlife biologist because I was, you know, always attracted to the animals and wildlife and hunting, and so I thought I'd be a wildlife biologist. While I was studying that in college down in Nacogdoches, Texas, actually under Dr. Kroll, Dr. Deer, was my professor down there. I just happened to find myself out at the little airport there one day and started taking flying lessons. And one thing led to another, and I liked it because nobody in my family flew either, so I didn't know a whole lot about private pilot flying, but I started taking lessons, and my parents supported me on that, and I ended up getting my pilot's license there while I was studying to be a wildlife biologist. And then the more I got into flying, the more I started pointing my career towards aviation, and so I decided to become a pilot for a career instead of a wildlife biologist. And so I just climbed the ladder from being a flight instructor and a commuter pilot and then on up to airline pilot.
And what, like, just for like, I have absolutely no idea. Like, how does one become a? What do you fly, a 757 or a?
Well, it's an MD-11. I'm flying a 747 for UPS, and I'm flying a McDonnell Douglas an MD-11 right now.
And is that mostly international or is it domestic?
I mostly fly international. Of course, UPS flies all over the United States, you know, into every large city every night, but. We fly internationally too, and I'm based in Anchorage, I like to fly overseas, so mainly I go to the Pacific Rim usually when I fly to Shanghai and Hong Kong and Seoul and Tokyo and so forth and then fly around in Asia.
Now, how is that different from a commercial pilot for like a passenger jet when you're working for UPS? I mean, how big is the crew and what's involved with all that?
The crew sizes are the same for the same FAA rules apply to all the airlines, whether they're UPS or FedEx or Southwest or American. So our schedules are a little bit different. The UPS schedules, we get a little bit more time off than the Delta and United and American and so forth. But we also we could fly like a week on, week off, or 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. So.
So that gives you plenty of time to bow hunt in between, huh?
Right. And that leads into the answering the question about how it's helped me out bow hunting early on I was able to, obviously I get a lot of flying perks being a pilot, so I can fly all over the place. And even before I moved up to Alaska, I was flying all over the West on my days off and scouting country in New Mexico and Wyoming and everywhere else. I'd just fly out. I can fly for free, so I just fly out and rent a car or a Jeep and go scout places that I'd drawn tags in for elk hunting and mule deer hunting and antelope hunting and so forth like that. So it really kind of helped me out in that way. And then it gives me a lot of time off to hunt. So, and then it also, you know, it pays for the hunting too. So it was a great decision that I went into the airline flying business as opposed to staying and going to the wildlife management side. I think I made the right decision.
Well, financially, definitely, right?
Right, in the time off, yes, sir.
And then you had those skills as a pilot to, you know, to do your own bush pilot, which, you know, that's my dream. When I graduated from college, I got the Anchorage Times for 2 years. And I was desperate to get up to Alaska that's where I wanted to find a career and start a family and have a life up in Alaska. And it was all because of the hunting. And my dream was always to get, you know, my pilot's license and have the freedom to have my own plane and fly around. Now my life took a drastically different path. I'm stuck in Connecticut. I have no pilot's license, but, you know, I'm not complaining. But you are, in my opinion, you know, with having two planes, with having your skills as a pilot and having 2 weeks off, I mean, you could just go anywhere in Alaska, right?
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a great place to live and to you know, be able to fly anywhere and to have the time off. And no, it's, I have no complaints. And yeah, one of my good friends, Randy Elmer, he likes to tease me about it too. Because I'm always complimenting him on all his accomplishments and what he's done. And I tell him, if I could just do a tenth of what you've done, Randy, I'd be happy. But and then he compliments me on being able to do my own thing. He says, no, you got it the best because you can fly yourself and do your own hunts by yourself solo and do your own packing and just so no, it's the best move I ever made when I moved from Texas up to Alaska to be able to hunt and fish like I do and live here.